abides in me. I'm rejoicing. Hallelujah. Rejoicing night and day as I walk this pilgrim way, for the hand of God in all my life I see. And the reason of my bliss,
yes, the secret all is this,
that the Comforter abides in me. He abides. He abides. Hallelujah. He abides in me. Rejoicing night and day as I walk this narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. He is with me everywhere.
He is with me everywhere,
and He knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird and just as free, for the Spirit has control. Jesus satisfies my soul, since the Comforter abides in me. Yes, He abides. Thirsting for the things. There's no thirsting for the things of this world. They've taken wings. Long ago I gave them up, and instantly all my night was turned to day.
Sing page 206 in the Only Believe book, Key of G. Pass me not.
Amen.
Yes, please.
God bless.
Amen. You know, I'd be remiss if I let brother come all this way and talk about the church ages and not say a word.
Come on.
You know?
You know
this. This building of the bright tree was in God's mind before the foundation
That's
of the world.
That's right, yeah. All right.
And if you look at it right, you'll realize that this was his inspiration for when he created the natural world and how plants grow and reproduce.
Amen.
You know, I buy seed when I farm, okay? Yeah. And I put that seed in the barn when they'll deliver it months before I need it.
Oh, yeah.
And I put it in the barn, I don't have to worry about it.
No.
I don't have to worry about how much sunlight it gets, how much rain it gets. But the minute that I put it in the ground, the clock starts ticking.
Yeah, that's right.
And when that clock starts ticking, it has to have the S-U-N, like we had to have the S-O-N sitting on the mediator seat.
Right.
And the other thing it has to have is it has to be watered. It has to be sprinkled in the natural.
Yeah.
Spiritually, we had to be sprinkled by the blood until this day.
Right.
Until we're back into the grain again.
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brother Branham said the first four ages was the seed going in the ground.
Right, yeah.
He also said that Luther was the transition of this coming out, that life coming out of the ground.
Right.
Okay? So, we move in from Luther when Brother Branham said that the Luther's, the justification rolled into sanctification. Okay? It goes from, in the plant, it goes from being a seedling to a vegetative state.
Yeah.
It grows all through June. In May, it's putting on leaves. That's all it's doing.
Yeah.
Putting on leaves. Okay? Those leaves are going to provide a service because he said that they were set aside for service. That's what he said. Because when that plant starts producing grain, it has to have energy.
Yeah.
And those leaves are the, they convert the sun into energy to produce that seed. Okay? So it moves on. Okay? It stops putting on leaves. And it blooms, okay? A lot of people don't think about a corn plant when it tassels it, it's a bloom. But it's a bloom, okay? But other plants that don't self-pollinate, they put on like sunflowers. Like Dwayne was over at, they have the ice cream place.
Yellow Springs.
Young's Deep.
Yeah.
And they got those sunflowers and they're real pretty, right?
Right.
And the roses and they're pretty. Why are they that way? They've got to get the attention of the pollinators.
Yeah,
he said, what did he say about that age? Those gifts were to get the attention of the
That's
believer.
Right.
The same thing.
Yeah.
Okay? So now we're starting to reproduce the seed. That's what we're doing.
Okay.
Right there, okay? Well, there's a point.
Yeah.
If you're raising corn up in northern states, you have to worry about the plant dying before it's done.
Right.
Okay, so what those farmers will do, they'll get a forecast and say, oh, it's going to freeze, it's going to kill the plant before my seed matures. Okay, well, what they can do, and here it is right here. They scrape off the tip, and if those cells at the end of that corn plant, if they transition from white to black, all the life that was in that corn stalk is done. It's done its job. The seed is mature when it black layers. We black layered in 1963. We black layered and we became viable seed again. But the story's not over yet. Because you can't harvest corn at 30 or 25% moisture. It'll spoil. Okay, now some of these farmers do, but they put it through an artificial process. God's not going to put his bride through an artificial process. He's going to leave her in there. Why don't Scripture says, don't take them from the world.
Yeah.
Keep the evil from them. We have to weather this. We got to be rugged.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Glory.
Because the last thing that I'm doing when I'm going to harvest, me, because I don't have a dryer, I got to leave it out there and leave it weather.
Yeah.
I go out there and I bite on that corn and I want it, or soybeans, either one. I want it to be hard. I want it to crack.
Yeah.
I want it to be firm, like you said today.
Amen.
We're firm.
Yeah.
The other thing that has to happen for that process to start is that corn stalk has got to die.
Amen.
Because if you right now, if you drive around and you start looking at these different fields of corn, some of the ears are up like this. Okay? If those ears, if that stalk doesn't dry and that ear doesn't drop, it just cups the water right in there.
Amen.
And like I said, it's viable seed the minute it black layers.
Right.
What will happen is it'll go to seed. Brother Childers told us not go to don't go to seed on anything. The other thing that happens with all that moisture is you'll get mold and it'll spoil.
Yes,
so are we spoiled?
No.
No.
Are we going to seed on crazy doctrine? No.
No.
We're solid. We're firm here.
Yeah.
Thank God. I mean, when you see this thing just right,
come on.
You can. It just tells a story.
Amen.
So God bless y'all.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful.
That was amazing, Brother Steve.
It was right there.
Wow.
My goodness.
We're a blessed group.
He uses everything.
My goodness. You know, that's perfect. You know, that's what Job saw.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Job saw. He saw God's resurrection story and said, I know my Redeemer lives.
Right.
I can see it. I can see it through nature.
Amen.
Brother Steve, I appreciate that
Amen.
Message. That was beautiful. Right on.
Yes.
Right in line.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Let's sing this song. My goodness. Pass me not. Key of G. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow, that's perfect.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry, while on others thou art calling, Lord, do not pass me by. I'm singing, Savior, oh my Savior, I know you hear my humble cry, while on others thou art calling, Lord, do not pass.
Trusting only.
Trusting only in thy mercy. Would I see thy face? Broken spirit, and save me by thy grace. I'm singing, Savior, oh my Savior, I know you. I know you hear my humble
Father, we come before you tonight. Lord, that's our heart's desire, is that you would walk these aisles. That you would not only speak to us, but Lord, quicken our ears to your word so that we can receive it. Thank you for this opportunity to be gathered together one more time. Ask you to come amongst us and be with us this evening. Bless Lord Jesus, Brother June, as he ministers and bring the word to us. Oh God, let it mean something to us. Let it stir our hearts and let it put a fire under us that, Father, we'll want more of you. Not less, but more of you. Amen. And Lord, as we are gathered here today, we're here in thanksgiving for what you brought to us today and how you've blessed us with your secrets of what you had down through the church ages. And now as we come back tonight, this evening, we ask you to just take that word and build upon it, Lord, so that we can receive more of you. Ask you to send your word out to those that are sick, that are home, that can't be here tonight. Lord, ask you to move on their behalf. And Lord, you said by your stripes we're healed. And we believe that and we're standing on that. And we won't take any other thing other than what your word calls for. We won't take sickness. We won't take disease. We won't take downs and problems and troubles. Lord, we'll look to your word and look to your word to give us everything that we need. Thank you for touching Trevor, Lord, and ask you to continue to speak to him and deal with his heart and deal with his body, Lord. He needs a touch from you in all three realms. And Father, we ask you to do so, Lord, so that he could give you the praise and honor for all that you've done for him. Be with us now tonight as we come together. Thank you for everything. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. 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 You may be seated. Good to have you in the house this evening. It's good to know that God has revealed himself to us. And we're not sitting here with a bunch of mysteries. And we're sitting here with a revelation and understanding. Now, June's here. He's actually in the pastor's study. We're actually using that room. So it's good. I it's funny how God sees around corners. And we got that room ready for people in case somebody wants to go in there. And we open up the church to in case some ministers want to come in. And we've done all the things that we've done. And not one part of it did God not ever use. And so I appreciate all that he's done. I appreciate him coming and spending the time with us because he's a well-known international evangelist. And he doesn't have to come by little old Fairborn, but I'm glad he takes the time to come by to see us because, you know, he means a lot to me. He's been a friend for many times. He told about us sharing a blanket because we were in Africa. And it was cold in the room, and all they gave us was one blanket because they normally don't use blankets in Africa. But our room was cold, so we had to share the blanket. And so we've been together a long time, been through a lot together. And I appreciate him for all he's been through and all he does for not only us, but the bride around the world. Now, he'll be leaving here on his way back to Canada, and we want you to keep him in your prayers. And we're just going to turn it over to him and let him take it from here. And I think he's going to sing, and then I know he's going to preach. Right. If he don't sing, he's going to preach. And so, Brother June, come on, my brother. You can use it. I'll get it okay. Put this in your pocket. You don't have to worry about that. You better not break it, though. Break this guitar, we'll both be in trouble.
Praise the Lord.
There you go.
Amen. Well, I love to sing for the glory of the Lord. Amen. Okay. I remember the singer, the guitar is here, but I want to my guitar is near my heart. Amen. Okay. Let us, okay. Now, the song that I write is, it's Song of Prayer. Praise God. Let me, Lord. You should get her. Amen. Oh, sorry. Okay. Lift my eyes, Lord, the things I want to see. Lift my ears, Lord, the things I want to hear. Things I want to watch, things I want to cut. I want you to lead me. Sing with me. Lead my eyes, Lord, the things I want to see. Lead my ears, Lord, the things I want to hear. Things I want to watch, things I want to cut. Lord, I want you to lead me. Now the things that I have seen are the things that are to be. Just before my eyes, as the Lord leading me. Now the things that I have seen are the things that are to be. Just before my eyes, as the Lord leading me. Lead my ears, Lord, things I want. I say, Lord,
sing it again.
Lift my ears, Lord, to hear my theophany. Let my sin be germanized for me to materialize. Lord, I want you to lead me. Now the things that I have seen are the things that are to be. Just before my eyes, as the Lord leading me. Now the things that I have seen are the things that are to be. Just before my eyes, as the Lord leading me. Just before my eyes, as the Lord leading me. Just before my eyes, as the Lord leading me.
Amen.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Thank you, brother. Well, Mr. Clarice tried to restructure, you know, the timing of my song. Yeah, the first album that I have recorded in the studio, which I'm not happy. And Mr. Clarice heard it and said, oh, the timing is not... Anyway, the first one is not good. The second one is good. The first bird, oh, it's missing. You know? The second is perfect. Amen. Well, let's move on. Pastor Nate, he hit something that I want to say. Well, I read the book of Paul in Romans 8, verse 7. Okay, again, I read it again. He that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. Paul did not say searches the mind, but searches the heart. Because what was in the mind is in the heart. Amen. And the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. So what was in the attributes is in the heart, and it was spoken. Amen. Searching the heart is the searching
the teaching of the Father.
That's right.
You see, so we, Malachi 4 is to return back to the hearts of the Father.
Amen.
So the teaching, the search of the hearts is the teaching of what we have supposed to be. But it was, you know, it was lost.
Amen.
Brother talk about the church ages, the dark, you know, dark ages.
Amen.
So now, Paul said that you will know what is the mind of the Spirit.
Right.
Because he make it intercession. That's the seven church ages.
Right. Amen.
He make it intercession during the seven church ages.
Right. Amen.
Then Romans 8, all things work together for good. So what was happened in 2,000 years? All things work for good.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Then verse 9, you will see that those who were ordained and called by God, ordained by God, he will justify it.
Yes.
And then the innovators, he will glorify.
Glorify.
Okay? Now, the seventh seal was open, which is Christ, the coming Christ.
Amen.
The seventh seal brings him back to the earth, this earth.
Amen.
Not the earth, this earth.
Amen.
Revealing who he is.
Amen.
He is two seals in the seven seals. The mighty angel of Revelation 10 verse 1 came to the seventh angel of Revelation 10 7. The mighty angel from heaven and the earthly angel speaking to John, the type of bride. And the seventh angel messenger is the messenger of the seventh seal. Now, what I want to say is this angel, God revealed to the seventh angel orchestrating the birthing of the bride.
Amen.
It was so thrilled, you know, how this, the woman, how this feminine designation of himself delivered the birth of the bride.
Amen.
Okay, when the seventh angel came, he pulled out all the ages, okay, into one, no division anymore.
No.
It's the whole. That's why when you receive the word for the day and age, that word is enough, and that was Christ.
Amen.
Where Mike thought about this morning, it's Christ. It's all God working in all stages.
That's right.
Okay? When you receive it, and the word that they receive in their day and age is able for them to be in their own theophany.
Right.
Seven church ages. Now, when this angel came, he said, you have the circle, denominational circle. I will write a big circle. They thought that some pastor thought that it was just a denomination, but it's the seven church ages.
Amen.
Inside the big circle.
That's right.
Amen. The body, there's no division anymore.
No.
It's the whole thing is Christ himself.
Amen.
The full word.
Amen.
It's the copying of the head to the body.
Amen.
Make the body conscious.
Right.
Okay? And make the body identify their job in this body.
Amen.
Man, the whole structure being united, headed by one head. Christ himself.
Amen.
Moving in the body.
Amen.
Praise God. And that's what Malachi 4 is.
Right.
Birth pain. He has to deliver the word birth into manifestation in the age that we're now living.
Amen.
I love that.
Amen.
Now, that's why we know all these things.
Right.
Because God gave us that consciousness. God, the body being united with the head.
Right.
Before we don't know these things. And we have different. So how God orchestrating the birthing of this bride through the seventh angel, the messenger. That's why I said this morning that when the seventh angel came and pulled out the seven aids into one, no division from the foot to the thigh, the breast to the head, it's the full word born into manifestation.
Amen.
And that thought the prophet makes, you know, makes the smart pastors to think that, oh, meaning to say, in their age there was no birth, because the mystical body being formed together, and God orchestrating that,
right.
When the opening of the seals, born into manifestation, the whole thing,
amen.
The mystical body being assembled. I love the thought. I hope the Lord will help us. Praise God. Now, right here. Okay, it's 7:30. I hope I don't want to talk long this evening. Okay. Blasphemous name, Matthew 62, he said. Then from this, he said, and then bringing this into the seven churches. God is building a seven church ages, a bride for Christ. Through the Philippians, Thyatirian, and Pergamos, and Smyrnian, Ephesus, a church age that Jesus said. He said, if the bridegroom come in the first watch or the seventh watch, all these virgins awaken.
Check out this. I feel hot.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Is that object? I would like to give some more stress in this thought. If the bridegroom come in the first watch or the seventh watch, all these virgins awaken.
That's right.
And they awoke, these virgins of Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. All these virgins, the sleeping virgins, will awoke. They will arise. Not the body, no, not the person, but the word for the day and age being gathered into this mystical body.
Amen.
Assembled, being assembled. Your pastor said amen.
Amen.
Yeah, being assembled. So the seventh watch brings him back to the earth.
Right.
That means the sleeping virgins awoke.
That's right.
Okay? And being gathered in this age, not in the Laodicean church age, but in this age, the bright age, being assembled right here in this age. Praise God. Then he said, did you know this? It was the seventh age that when he came and woke up those sleeping virgin that brings them all way back down to here. See, for in this, through the years, ages, he has built a bride, born a bride, begotten a bride of the earth for Christ. And the same way that he begets this bride, he got begot individuals. The same process. I remember the first time that his brothers came. I don't know if you remember Brother Nate, or Childers, Brother Shannon. Individual birth, then there was every age, there was a pyramid too. Every seven pyramid. And then there was a birth for the mystical. Not the individual anymore. It's the birth for the mystical with the seals. Okay, I love that. The birth for the mystical being born into manifestation.
Amen.
So one pastor asked me, you mean, Brother June, that there was another birth? I said, no. I said, yes. No, when it came to the individual. But when it came to the mystical being assembled together, Malachi 4, birth pin, born, the word birth, born into manifestation, the mystical being assembled together. Okay, so how he begets the bride, he has begets individual. Okay, now I just stop right there and think about this, because when the church ages, being assembled right here, no more Ephesians, no more seven, it's one. Okay, so he was talking to the mystical body being assembled as a bride and the groom, amen, talking, okay? Then, this thought leads me, praise God, to another angle of thoughts. Might not be a revelation of thoughts. That makes me inspired. Makes me inspired. Because what he did to these people throughout the ages is also what he had done in the seven churches. Okay? I hope the Lord will help me. Praise God. Hallelujah. This, I would like to read this. I'll be back, that kind of thought. 2 Peter 1, verse 8. Peter said, if these things be in you, what are these things? The seven churches. If these things be in you, the seven churches, and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren right, nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Exactly the truth. These people, ministers, teachers around the message, because they don't have study about the seven churches, so they don't have, you know, unfruitful. He said, to make you that ye shall neither be barren right, nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and had forgotten what he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, brother, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Meaning, if we can pull these things from the seven seals, inside the seven seals being open, then we can make our calling and election sure.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
If ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Then it's next verse 11. For so an entrance shall be ministered. The entrance is the opening of the seals. You see? Because the entrance is Christ, is the way, is Christ. The seals is Christ.
Amen.
The same Christ, the seals and the entrance is Christ himself.
Amen.
So the entrance being open and shall be ministered unto you abundantly.
Right.
Into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As I said, the entrance is the opening of the seals. Now, if there was an entrance, who will enter the entrance? Amen?
Amen.
Who will enter the open door?
Right.
The angel said, John, I'm not there anymore. Come. I'm here. Come up hither.
Right.
I'm no longer in the cemetery of Jesus. Sometimes it's hard to explain to people if they were still, you know, hung on to the cemetery of Jesus and you are now in the bright age. They cannot grasp. They cannot understand what you're talking about.
Right.
Because they were still in this ages.
Amen.
Amen. So the entrance, the door being open, and John was invited to come up.
Amen.
Amen. Wherefore, I will not be neglected to you. Always in remembrance of these things. Do you know them? And be established in the present truth. The present truth. Knowing that, okay, let us skip that. So the entrance was open, being served. Thank you, Lord, for the opening of the word.
Amen.
Because he prepared us to enter in, and now we're able to enter in, and we are there already.
Amen.
Right? Because the seals were open, the word being opened, the entrance was being served.
Amen.
And the prophet, oh, hallelujah. He himself, you know, school of thoughts in the Philippines that Moses was not able to enter in to the promised land, so as the prophet. I said, oh brother, how could you be in the king chamber if no one will open to you, because he is the one that opened the door for us. And I said, you see, Moses is the type of the prophet, the Exodus, they have their Moses, and our Moses also, he was just looking the promised land. He said, you could say yes, but no. No. He is the first. He's the first. The one that entered in into this revelation.
Amen. That's right.
Praise God. So there were pastors or teachers in the Philippines saying that the prophet was not able to enter into the promise. Oh, sorry. Sorry. But praise God. Praise God. We have followed the footsteps of this missionary. He said, if Paul grew up and Luther was there, of course, I preach what Paul preached.
That's right.
And we are able to enter in because part of the ages, amen, they have assurance to be there.
Right.
And we have also ours. Assurance.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, let's move on. Praise God. Now, I would like to read this verse. Just putting the thoughts now that I want to assemble. Praise God. Revelation 22, verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches.
Right.
So this angel sent by Jesus to testify unto you these things in the churches.
Right.
Okay? So this angel have come and testify and declare and prophesy and give the revelation to the bride. To the bride, the living bride,
right.
And to the dead saints in the church ages, testify unto them.
Amen.
Dead saints, he said, I am the root and offspring of David,
right.
The bright and the morning star. I love that.
Amen.
So he came, praise God, and testify unto us, revealing the secrets.
Right.
Pastor Thomas said that we are the secrets of God.
Amen.
I have the song, I write the song, that the bride is a secret being revealed in our day. I write that.
Amen.
She was the center of the plan of redemption of God. But in secret form, but in this last day, she was unfolded and was revealed. It was Christ and feminine designation, the bride. Amen. It is no secret because the bride is here. Amen. No secret anymore. That's okay? Right. Praise God. So the seventh angel is the messenger, as I said, Church Jesus, and also the messenger of the entire world. When I say entire world, the entire age. Am I right? He was the messenger of the entire world. Just to paraphrase that, he was the messenger of the entire church ages. Because the word being gathered from Ephesians to the Laodicean, and he was the one who introduced that.
That's right. Amen.
To the bride. Amen. And the element of the word is also the bride. Amen. Right? Amen. The element of the word that he introduced is the bride. Amen. And the bride hear what he introduced to him.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So that's what he did from the seventh. Paul, the bride, permit, and then to the bride aids. The seventh angel, while he was making this proclamation, I just write the thought that I have. Okay. Then the entire word from the seventh angel, which he brought to us in this last day. Now, I would like to read, because I would like to assemble these thoughts.
Amen.
I would like to position that. There were books right here, about five books or three books. First book is the Atonement. Easter Seal. Okay. Then the prophet, Mighty Conqueror. And there are more books. Talk about Matthew 27. Verse 25, it said, the last word that Jesus shouted at the cross. I know you're familiar with this. He said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And then the curtain was tore down, right? Amen. And the mercy seat was exposed.
That's right.
The head part and the body. The church ages, what was in the mercy seat.
Amen.
And the holy place. The holy and the holy place being kept together.
Amen.
Okay, it was exposed. Then I would like to read this, and I will assemble all these thoughts. That's my pattern. Okay, I hope the Lord will help me.
Amen.
Then when he shouted, after he shouted, and the graves are open, and many bodies of the saints which sleep arose. And came out of the graves after his resurrection. So the graves are open, and the body of the saints arose. Okay? Now, the ministry of Jesus after his death, just few of the apostles talk about that. Peter talk about it. Paul talk about it. And I think no other talk about it. Just Paul and Peter. Then, right here, I don't know if you will agree me with this. The body that was there that arose from the dead, and Jesus went to the place and praised the owner of those bodies that were in the grave. Jesus speaking to them. He went there. Okay, he went there and preached to them. And he revealed himself who he is.
Amen.
Because if they can recognize who he is, then they will know that the I was is now standing before them.
Amen.
The parallel there is what he's doing to the Old Testament is now doing to the seventh church ages. How the Old Testament got the revelation, how the Old Testament got the new birth, because they were under the blood of the animals, when Jesus preached to them, and he said to Moses, Moses, I am the one that took to you.
That's right.
I am the one when the burning was did not burn.
Yeah.
I am the pillar of fire.
Yeah.
He revealed himself of who he was.
Amen.
Amen? Because the was is the past tense. God is standing in prison
Amen.
Before them. Revealing himself. The prophet tried to dramatize that from Moses Abraham, Jacob, Isaac, Daniel, you know, one by one. And he said, all these things is just revealing himself.
That's right.
To the Old Testament, for them, when they got the revelation of Jesus Christ, who he is, then that revelation will enable them to pick up their body from the graves.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
This pastor say amen. Amen. The same with this, the seven Jesus. When the world being gathered from Ephesian age to this age, and they know the fullness of the word.
Amen.
That they said, oh, I know Christ in my day. That's why a lot of pastors, Trinitarian oneness, complain against Luther. How could he be a sort of messenger with a big cigarette in his mouth?
Right.
Okay? They cannot comprehend what God's doing. Indeed, in the church ages. Now, those people that were in the church ages, now, paraphrasing, those word that they received in their own age, and they became the word also. The people that received the word, they became the word.
Amen.
And all the word being gathered right here,
yeah.
And the prophet said, they just depending upon you.
That's right.
So we, brothers and sisters, these saints that was the sleeping virgins in the seven churches depending upon us.
Amen.
Okay. What we are doing now. Amen. When the word being assembled, when the word being revealed, when God revealed to Moses, to Daniel, to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the new birth that they received from Christ of who he is.
Amen.
Amen. Let's them, able them
right.
To pick up ready for the resurrection.
That's right. Amen.
Then the prophet tried to dramatize that. He said, Abraham, I'm the one that talk to you. I'm the one that eat with you. Mm-hmm. The prophet said, the theophany will not eat.
No.
He said, it's not a theophany. Then the other side, he said, it's a theophany.
Right.
It's not, but it is.
Amen.
So, you know, the prophet, a lot of statement that if we cannot follow him, if we are not familiarized with our prophet, then you will, you know, you'll say, your prophet is wrong. Your prophet is, they have dual statement of your prophet. So it's not really a prophet. But the bride, I mean, we know
Amen.
What he is talking about.
Amen.
That even sometimes he said, if Neville will invite Jehovah's Witness and preach behind the pulpit, it's up to him. But I know the prophet knows that Neville will not do that.
Right.
Now, he revealed himself to each everyone. That's our pattern of today.
Amen.
Because what he did to the Old Testament, he is now doing
Amen.
In our day.
Amen.
To make us ready for the body change.
Amen.
Am I right?
Amen.
The graves are open. So there was a question right there. Even the pastors in Manila, we were talking about it. What kind of body they have in the graves, Brother Jeremiah? Because Jesus in his theophany, he went there.
Right.
Preached to his people.
Right.
In their theophany too. Mm-hmm. That's why the other group right there, somewhere, they call that fellowship in the theophany. Or theophany yeah. Fellowship. Well, that's right. Good. Nice to hear. But while Jesus revealing himself to them. Okay, that's our pattern. Mm-hmm. Now, while the seals being opened, and the virgins from the seven church ages being awoke.
Right.
They were now conscious with us. With us, yes.
Right.
Because the word that we have, they were part of this word that we have. So they are now conscious in the physical body. The prophet tried to dramatize it. He said, okay, it's about rising of the sun. Let's go up.
Right.
Let's go up. It's resurrection time. Mm-hmm. Meaning, Jesus, when he went there, oh my, you can count it. If the thing that he had done right there, he's doing right now, what, how long that we are living here, how long that the body change will be changed.
Right.
We are now in the age, the brink, anytime. So no playing anymore. No playing. Be sincere enough. You know what the devil did? He tried to desensitize. You, before you are so sensitive, what he did is take away the sensitivity of the spirit. So sometimes the work of the spirit, we'll try to make it ordinary. Because he tried to take away the sensitivity that we had before. So we must be ready. Amen. We must be ready. And the deep things of the word that we have, of course, characters will follow. Manifestation will follow. Not just, blah, blah, blah. We have the manifestation. Can you say amen? So, when Jesus preached to them, letting them know who he was, who he is, then that's the way it is in our day. What he's doing now, when the silver opened, with the seven church ages saints, in the bright age, we're talking about the body change. Jesus revealed himself individually. Amen. Most everyone, the prophet said, you can read it for your own. Mighty Conqueror, the Atonement, Easter Cell. And I think five books mentioned about when they were talking right there in that paradise. Let them know how to pick up their body. And the prophet said, they without us. And they were just depending on us. Now, I would like to read in the book of Melchizedek. Now, along with his thought, Melchizedek. Okay. He said, paragraph 59, 58, he said, a theophany is something that you could not see. It could be right here. Now, you're going to see it. It's just like television. I mentioned this before. Now, I would like to mention it again. But a little bit details. I hope the Lord will help us. Like television, that's in another dimension. Television, people are bobbing right through this room now, singing. There's color also, but the eye is only subject to the five senses. Your whole being is only subject to the five senses, rather. And you are only subject to what the sight has been limited to see. But there's another dimension that can be seen by a transformation. Amen. So we can be seen by a transformation. By a theophany, he said. Theophany is just like a television. So what was in the studio? We cannot see it right now. But the screen, the television, from the studio, then the transmitter. Amen. From the transmitter to the circuits. Right. From the circuit to the picture tube. From the picture tube to the screen. Amen. So what was in the studio, the seventh dimension, thing that was in his attributes, we can see now. Amen. And the prophet tried to dramatize. He said, now television does not manufacture picture. Mm-hmm. What you're here, the same. Amen. I mean, if you're a hot-headed here, or hard-headed, the same. Amen. You are hard-headed there. It depends upon that there. It could be right there or right there. You are hard-headed there. He said, television only channels it into a circuit, and the television screen picks it up. But the picture is there to begin with. Television was here when Adam was here. So theophany was there. So we cannot conclude or envelope into one envelope the word theophany. There were 83 83 quotes about theophany. A lot of things in the terminology. Okay? They said, Adam, when Adam was there, television was there. When Elijah in Mount Carmel, television was there. Jesus walked in Galilee, television was there. But you are just now discovering it. Meaning, it's happening right here, but we don't know it. It's happening right here, but we did not recognize it. Right. We're just discover. Amen. Amen? And there are things that sometimes you can experience. Me, I have a lot of experience about it. My thoughts, I can put my thoughts to a man. I can put my thoughts to Brother Dwayne, and exactly the wind will speak my thoughts. There's a brother, he just called me. He said, Pastor June, we have a Bible study. Then I put my thoughts on him. Then called me and said these words to me. Brother June, come. And share the word. Exactly. He said, come. You can come, Brother June, and share the word. Then, even my wife, most of the time, my wife, I put my thoughts to my wife. And she speak my thoughts. I said, before you speak, that's my thoughts. So something discovering that before, if you will tell that to the people before, they will not believe you. If you will tell some the prophets, if you will tell some, let's say 40 years ago or before the television come, he will say, no, you know, there's something happening right here. Somewhere there you can see it. They will not believe you. But now we are just discovering it, the prophet said. They would have believed it back there. You have been crazy to have seen something like it. But now, it's becoming reality.
Amen.
That's why sometimes we are misunderstood. If we took things that they cannot see it, they will say, oh, this people is so extreme. But this is real, the prophet said.
Amen.
This is real. Okay? Now, I would like to jump to another paragraph. Praise God. Okay. Prophet talk about the attributes. The whenever entered into the word from body. He said the body is subject to the word, waiting, earnest, the body chains. But he said we will never become the word. But if we were in his attributes,
Amen.
Now we know that we are in his attributes. We are in his stuff. So, okay, we are. Okay, let's move on. And the prophets, we bypass that. Yes, we bypass that.
Right.
Like Adam. He said, we came like Adam. We bypass our theophany. Did Adam really bypass his theophany? Did we come like Adam?
Amen.
Amen. That's it. No, amen, amen. Yes,
amen.
No. Amen, no, amen, yeah.
Amen.
Depends upon how we position it. Praise God.
Praise
you bypass that because you're not formed in all things. And people try to dramatize that. You know, you're gonna be like that because in that form, he knows all things.
Right.
Now, do you believe that the old things is in you? The one that created all things is in you? Yes.
Amen.
And no also, and yes, you know. Amen. So we came like Adam. We became from attribute of flesh. Did Adam came from attribute of flesh? No or yes? Yes or no? No. Yes. No. Okay. You come like Adam, like me. You became from that attribute of flesh and be tempted.
That's right.
So the one, the thing that Adam, like us, because when he was put in flesh, tempted and tested.
Amen.
Free moral. Okay. Right. When the testing of the world is over, then you will transfer into your theophany.
Right.
2 Corinthians 5 verse 1. He said, if this earthly body tabernacle be dissolved, we have one already waiting. Okay.
Amen.
Now, straight through to paragraph 78. I want to read it. But I believe we are now in the process for the body change. As the word materialized in this body from inside out. From inside out. Okay, paragraph 78. When a man is born again from heaven, he has become a spirit being in Christ. When the strip of flesh is dropped, there is a natural body. A theophany is a body not made with hands, neither born of a woman that we go. Then that body returns back and picks up the glorified body. Barbanham explained about this. Okay. That's the reason Jesus went to hell and he died. And when he died and preached to the souls that were in prison, turned back into that theophany. So he went there in the theophany body. So there was another question right there. His body is there in the grave.
Mm-hmm.
But he was there.
He was
there. In the theophany. You see, he had the three realms. You answer my question. We'll talk about this. Then the body of the saints arose. What kind of spirit he have? And came out after his resurrection.
Right.
Resurrection. So they were conscious, but still there.
Amen.
still there in the grave, but they were there.
Okay, so Jesus went there, back into the Theopany, marvelous. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1. Now, right here, Jesus, the prophet, he was keep on saying on this Theopany, paragraph 78, 79. Then he said, when the testing of the word is over, then we'll go to that body. Then 80. Here we are formed to the word image, to be partaker of the word, feed on the word by being predestinated since the beginning. You see, the little spark of life that you had in you from the beginning, when you start your journey, that's the beginning. That's your beginning. Many of you can't remember it. You join this church and join that church. You try this and that. Nothing satisfied.
No.
That's right. But one day, you just recognize it. You just recognize it. Okay? Like he did a while ago, Theophany. 81. And the other night, I was teaching somewhere. I think it was out in California. Now, right after that, he changed the scenario. He changed the story. Right there, he said, one day, you just recognize it. Then he changed the story. Talk about the eagle and the farmer. Okay? In California or in Arizona. He said, a little story. We'll jump right there. Then one day, the mother eagle looking for that egg. One day, his mommy come hunting him.
Yeah.
Okay? That egg being hatched from, okay, out of the chicken. He said, and he would hear that hen cluck. He would try his best to cluck, but he couldn't do it. Trying to do, you know, you are not that it's different. Try to act different.
Amen.
You want to be like a chicken, which you are not a chicken.
No,
but it won't work. Uh-huh. It won't work. You will not be happy in that.
No.
Anywhere in the world you want to go to, you will not be happy. Amen?
Amen.
Couldn't do it. He tried to chip like a chicken, but he couldn't do it. He was eagle. To start with.
Amen.
He was eagle to start with.
That's right.
He was eagle. He was just hatching under a hen.
Amen.
Now, that's like some church members. That's about the way it is. About one out of sitting. Of a sitting, is right. One day, his mommy flew over
right.
And she screamed. He recognized it. That sounded right. Why? He was eagle to begin with.
Amen.
That's the way it is. When the gospel or the word or the power of Jesus Christ, when a man has been predestinated to eternal life, he hears the true ring.
Right.
So it's not our problem.
Uh-huh.
All we have to do is just shout.
Amen.
Preach the word.
Amen.
See it.
Yeah.
I mean, see it.
Amen.
If there was a seed right there, that's not your job. It's God.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
Just shout it. He said, that predestinated, he hears the true ring. Scream of God, nothing can keep him from it.
That's right.
The church might say, days of miracle is past. Clack, clack, clack. Stand here and eat this, and stand here and eat that. That barnyard stuff won't do for him. Anyone, he's gone. All things are possible. He gets off the ground. He gets off the ground.
Amen.
Think about rapture.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
That's why the matter with so many Christians today, they can get off. They can get their feet off the ground. Okay? The old mommy said, son, jump. You are an eagle.
That's right.
Come up here.
Amen.
Where I am.
Right.
What if that mother eagle come to the place where he was? No. He will not do that. He will not come and, you know, walk this earth.
No.
He give the voice.
Amen.
The word.
Amen.
He said, come up. Where I am. He said, mom, I never jumped in my life. I never jumped in my life. He said, come up. She said, well, you jump. You are eagle.
Amen.
To begin with, you are not a chicken. So he made his first jump and fluffy swing. Didn't do too good, but he got off the ground. Okay? That's the way we do now. Okay? I have something to do that. That's the way we do. We accept God by faith. Faith cometh by revelation, by hearing. There is something in there. It's that eternal life. You were predestinated to it. His grandpa and grandma were eagles. He was an eagle. All the way back. Eagle don't mix with other things. He is not a hybrid at all. He is an eagle. 88. Then after you recognize the very word of God was eagle, food. Then you left the other thing.
Amen.
When was that? After you recognize. Then you left the other thing. You have been formed. You have been formed into the living image of the living God. Now we know what was the image of God. Christ is the invisible image.
Amen.
Right? That image is the prophet said, theophany or the word. Okay? Then it said right here, you heard from. A lot of pastors I heard when quoting this said, you heard it through your. No. Right here it said, from your theophany. So right here, your theophany is speaking to you. Now, we talk about body change, we talk about rapture, we talk about twinkling of an eye, we talk about leaving this world behind, but we must hear something.
Amen.
Now, a lot of people, pastors, teachers said, hey, we've got to have that revelation of the seven thunders. I said, you heard your, have you ever heard the seven thunders? Because the seven thunders will give you a rapturing faith. That means seven thunders itself is not the rapture. Thunders will just give you rapturing faith.
Amen.
And something you must heard from the thunders.
Right.
Now this I would like to connect this thought. The only way the thunders can be heard is through your theophany. Your theophany speaks to you.
Right.
What would happen this mortal? Because the prophet talked about on the first paragraph right there, he said, we're not formed. The living image of God. Then the story was changed to that eagle. Now it's the mother eagle talking to the eagle. Eaglets. It's word connected to the word. It's life on top. That's what the prophet said. He said, if we can recognize the brilliance of the seven Jesus, if not, then we can see, we cannot see. There's no further lights. Now the reason why we're able to follow the direction of the word as we travel, because we've got the brilliance, the illumination of lights from the seven Jesus. All these things coming up from the seven Jesus. So right here, we heard our theophany speaking back to you. The mother eagle, okay, I would like to paraphrase that. The mother eagle, the theophany of the eaglets, giving an instruction how to flap, how to fly.
Amen.
I mean, to inform that you are not a chicken.
Amen.
You are not belong to the world. Your abode is not the world. You're belong. You are a heavenly creature. Flap your wings, the wings of revelation.
Amen.
Now, the prophet said here that you heard it because your theophany is speaking. So we cannot. We cannot put that terminology into one aspect. It's very rich.
Amen.
Amen. Because right here we must hear our theophany.
Right.
Like the mother and the eaglets.
Amen.
Talking back and forth.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Let him speak to you as you speak to him.
That's right?
Right? Sometimes we pray, give him blah, blah, blah. Let him speak to you.
That's
shut
right.
up your mouth and listen to her. I mean, a lot of believers just pray, Lord, Lord, Lord. Maybe it's time to shut up your mouth and
That's
think
right.
about, ponder about it, and let him speak to you.
Amen.
Your tail will give you an instruction. I believe that's a rapture.
Amen.
The rapture is about to take place when the theophany is speaking back to you.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. And the theophany has to do with the ministry of the seven thunders.
Amen.
Seven times consecutive thunders in the form of. So your theophany is the channel of God.
Right.
From the seven thunders will give you the rapturing faith. Faith is a revelation how to change his body.
Amen.
You see that
You see the story? You are not a chicken, son. No. You are an eagle. Amen. You were just like there. You know, before he was used to it. Smell the, you know, all this manure inside the fence. He was happy. Because nobody informed him who he was.
Amen.
I mean, the brother knew who she was.
Yes.
What she stand for. Then the rapture will go.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
We are now in that state, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
We must be ready. You must hear. We must hear our theophany. The seven thunders using their theophany, speaking back to you.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
I think I've done my job here.
I believe.
All the signs that we have seen. All the signs.
Right.
I remember when I was in San Francisco. I asked my granddaughter, what is this pump? Right everywhere in San Francisco. She said, that's the minings. You get all the oil from beneath. Liter oil. You know, take away all the liter oil under Los Angeles. When the oil is finished, then Los Angeles will sink. Amen. The same, the miners has come to the seven angels, looking for the bride, looking for this oil, pull out all the oil. Amen. To assemble and ready for the takeoff. When this oil bride is taken up, then this world will be cursed. Tribulations will come.
Amen.
So we have to listen our theophany. Then the brother said, oh, praise God. He testified next Sunday. He said, praise God, I heard my theophany last Sunday. I said, don't say that to the unbeliever. Don't say that to the believer that know nothing about what we're talking about. They got to understand. I believe it was not your pastor speaking. It was your theophany speaking to you.
Amen.
Prophet said. And his ministry is to tell you that you are not a chicken.
Right.
That tribulation make you ready.
Amen.
Prophet said, the mother eagle gave an instruction, a certain instruction.
Amen.
Plop your wings.
Amen.
You can do it, son. You can do it. And then it's off the ground.
Amen.
Now, spiritually speaking, we are now off the ground.
Amen.
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 That's why we heard things about. We are not natural. We are not sitting in heavenly places. That's why we're able to look things which are in heaven.
Right.
Because we are now in heavenly places. Yet we are not. Yes, we are. What but not? But you, we are. I mean, prophets, you know, oh, I love that by Bernie. So, that's my job. What he did to the Old Testament, he's not doing. Gathering, giving us. I am Christ, the mystery of God revealed personally to you.
That's
and
right.
That's enough. Amen. That's enough.
Amen.
To change his body.
Amen.
And that's enough also for them. To pick up their body from the grave.
Right. Amen.
Amen. They, we which are alive and remain, shall be gathered together with them.
Amen.
And ready for
the
rapture. Well, just 1 hour. God bless you. I hope and pray, if this is my last chance to stand here, we will see you there.
Amen.
Amen. We'll see you there. And I am assured with the word that we have received in this last day.
Amen.
That makes me inspired to go anywhere.
Amen.
I'm not insecure, you know. Anywhere I want to go, anywhere that I want to stand, I know who am I. I'm sorry.
Right.
I have to show you who am I.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Just 1 hour. God bless you, Bernie. God bless you. Amen. So I told myself, just 1 hour, Brother June. You have 1 hour. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless you. Pastor Ned, give us more.
I'll take your other hour.
But Jeremiah, give us, you know,
I know. Something bubbling.
Amen. I know. God bless Brother June. I know some things get lost in translation because you're trying to understand him, and you might not be saying amen as loud as you would when somebody else is speaking that you're not listening. See, they ain't saying much because they're listening. And listening close to get an understanding, because that's what you got to get, is an understanding.
Right.
And the thing that he was trying to bring out, and I love that about that Mother Eagle, her instructions was teaching us how to get out to earth. Come on up a little higher. How to do it. See, we didn't know how to get the rapture on. Not until he come and showed us how to get out of here. And when he shows us how to get out of here, and to tie it in all together, you know, when you're talking about hearing from your theophany, now the theophany is a word form body. To put it in its simplest terms, because people get nervous thinking, I got to hear from my theophany. I got to hear this. I got to find out where my theophany is. Every time God reveals something to you, you're hearing from your theophany. When God first gave you a first revelation, you were hearing from your theophany. As a matter of fact, Brother Branham said your theophany come into existence at your new birth. Because though we were eternal, we were not eternal in the manifestation. And we were part of that eternal thought of God. And like he asked Job, he said, Job, where were you when the sons and the daughters of God were shouting for joy? Now, they weren't physically in their theophany shouting for joy. They were in the mind of God, just like you were in the mind of God, because that theophany had to come into existence at your new birth. What happens is the word becomes into manifestation. In the simplest form, you become the living word of God. And when God speaks to you and he reveals things to you, he's revealing it to you, you're hearing from your theophany. You're hearing from your word form body, because when we leave here, you got to go somewhere. And Paul said, if this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, I got another one waiting on me. What's waiting on you? It's your theophany. And the reason it's waiting on you, because you can't have your theophany and your spirit and your flesh and your soul at the same time, because Brother Branham said we're made up of three, not four. So your theophany is waiting on you, because some people try to put their theophany in them now. But you can't, because you got your spirit realm that has to go back to God, break up and go back to God. The theophany will take the place of your spirit realm. But for now, when you're hearing from your theophany, you're hearing from God. Amen. And in this hour that we're living in, this bride, when she hears from her theophany, it's going to teach us how to get a body change. Amen. It's going to teach us how to get out of here. It's going to teach us how to fly. We can't fly right now. Hallelujah. So as the word's coming forth, don't just push the word aside. You take the word in, because as he builds on it, builds on that theophany, as he builds on that word form body, you're getting stronger and stronger and stronger until you finally be able to get that little eaglet. When he first flew, he didn't fly out of the barnyard. First thing he did is he got up to the fence line. He got to the fence post. See, sometimes we might have to believe God and believe God, and we're having trouble believing God for healing. We're having trouble believing God to come back and do something for us and answer our prayer, whatever. You know, you just keep practicing. Keep using, flapping your wings. Keep exercising your revelation. Keep exercising faith. And you, just like we say, oh, we're going to believe one of these days God's going to quicken the body change to us. Yeah, he's going to do that. Yeah. But until then, you keep on believing God and pushing that faith out there and believing for things that you've never had. You know, start out with a headache. Oh, I got a headache. Believe God to take it away. Yeah. Then he takes the headache away, then believe for something else, and then God would build on that. And see what you're doing, you're building your faith muscles. Amen. Because the biggest thing we're going to have to believe for is a body change to get out of here.
Amen.
And if you're not accepting the word now, you're not going to get a body change, because we have to be built up to that. This bride, Brother Brenham said, what are you going to do? You quoted, what are you going to do when this bride knows what it is? We know what, how did we know what it was? We listened to what the eagle said. We've listened to the instructions that's been given to us by the eagle, and that's made us stronger and stronger and stronger. And now we're looking and saying, well, there's nothing that can stand between us, not even cancer. He says, the body change, that's not hard. All I need is that quickened word. I mean, we're not even sitting here thinking that we can't get a body change. I'm expecting a body change. All I am waiting for is that eagle to give me that revelation of the body change. And when he tells me exactly how to flip my wings and how to flap and get out of here, I will get out of here. I'm not trying to believe in a rapture. I am in the rapture. I'm not trying to believe and think, well, maybe we're going to get there someday. No, we're already there. We're already there. All we're waiting on is the instruction for the flight. That's all we're waiting on now. We heard from our theophany. We've got a body waiting on us. If this earthly tabernacle, I don't even like to say if, when this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, I got another one. And if I be changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye, my theophany is going to come to meet me in my glorified body. They're coming back for their glorified. We have to go for our theophany. But you know what? We'll still be made up of three. But in the meantime, keep listening to the instruction. Let that eagle scream to you. Let him tell you about how to get a body change. Let him tell you about how to get a healing. Let him tell you about how to get your life straightened out. Let him tell you about how to organize yourself so that God can use you. Let him talk to you. He talks all the time. It's not hard to hear the eagle scream now. Amen. All you got to do is listen a little bit. He that has an ear. We will hear the scream. We can't help but to hear it. Everybody else is like, I don't hear nothing. I can't hear him. I hear the eagle screaming all the time. I heard him screaming at night. I heard him screaming this morning. I hear him screaming all the time. He's giving us instruction all the time. Tying it all together. Man, you know those Old Testament saints, when they went to hell, you know why they had to go there? Because they weren't born again. They didn't have a theophany existing then, because you couldn't get it until Jesus got there. It took Jesus dying on the cross for any of us to get a theophany. So they had to sit in hell and wait and wait and wait. And then Jesus came. And when he came and said, hey guys, I paid the price now. You can have one. You can have one. He looked on the other side of the chasm and said, hey, y'all are over here. Because y'all didn't believe me. You didn't think I was going to do this. But I'm going to take all these with me, and you're going to stay down here in hell. There was nothing in them to believe. But everybody that he had separated unto himself changed all their bodies. And then they were seen in the city of many. Because when he come up, they come up. They come up with him. And then that gave us a right to get a new birth at that point. That's why he told Nicodemus that you must be born again. In order for you to go there, you got to be born again. Amen. Everybody who will be there will be born again. Amen. You can't go to heaven in an old nature. Amen. People wonder sometimes, says, well, what kind of nature they're going to have over there? They're going to have the theophany. They're going to have his nature. He's not taking an old nature to the sixth dimension. He's not going to put them there. And then those who are there, even if they're in an old nature, they're in an area where they're kept together because they're coming back for the great white throne judgment. But because they are a part of God, they're as eternal as you are. They just don't have their robe yet. They just don't have their theophany quickened yet. They just don't have the place that it, in God's mind where he started manifesting in them like that. And so it's just like with you. It wasn't that you always had your theophany, but there was a point in God's thinking that he was going to bring a manifestation in your life. Right. And when that new birth happened, then we walk out here, and then we start hearing from our theophany. God sent us a prophet. In our day, our theophany is saying, God sent us a prophet. God's restored the word. Take this word. Eat it. Take this word. It's going to take your life, and it's going to change. It's going to turn, and it's going to eventually change your natural body. And we believe it now. We believe it. So when you hear from your theophany, you're hearing from your word body. You're hearing from God himself revealing himself to you. And I love it that this eagle is giving us instructions on how to get out of here. That's what I want. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm listening for. That's what I'm longing for. So Brother June, I enjoyed you this weekend. Glad you come and see us. we'll meet again, Lord willing, somewhere. And he's already trying to make plans. I ain't paying him no attention. But it's always good to talk to Brother June and to see him and to stay in touch with him. And I love what he's doing. He's trying to do everything he can for the kingdom. And as long as you're doing that, you're all right in my book. Amen. So come on, musicians. Let's get ready to go home. Come back on Wednesday night for service, midweek service. And then you know about the announcements of the upcoming events, so keep those in your mind. Continue to remember Trevor in your prayers. Here's a miracle. God's touched him. God continues to touch him, and pray to God continue to touch him. So just keep those things in your mind. Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings, He, the Lord of Lords Supreme throughout eternity. The great I am the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Amen. God bless you. Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings, He, the Lord of Lords Supreme throughout eternity. He's the great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door.
Talk about Jesus.